as Te Tai Tokoro prepares to move down alert levels, a Whangarei doctor is pleading with people to get vaccinated, saying the effects of not doing so will be absolutely devastating. There are still around 45,000 people in Northland who have yet to have a single vaccine. Nationwide, that figure is around 600,000. And with doctors already worried about the pressures they face, many are bracing for the devastation Delta will cause our health system if those vaccination rates don't rise. Ane te kaere poata, Anita Blake-Person.
As Delta bears down on Northland's southern border, health teams in Te Tai Tokoro are urgently trying to boost vaccination rates. Whangarei emergency doctor Gary Payenda says the need is immediate.
What we're seeing is there are groups that are uninterested in vaccination, and there are pockets of deprivation, which we haven't done a good job of reaching out to. So the longer we allow that situation to persist, the more danger the whole country is in.
Major fear is the already struggling health system, which he says isn't coping on an average Saturday.
There are over a dozen patients backed up in the waiting room who were significantly sick and needed to be seen in a timely fashion. You know, these are not patients that are low acuity and can go somewhere else. These are patients who genuinely needed care. I mean, of the patients I saw that day, I admitted all but one.
He says there's a sense of foreboding right now for the roughly 15% of New Zealanders who are unvaccinated.
600,000 unvaccinated adults. That is like dry tinder just waiting for a match. And what I and other emergency doctors and healthcare workers of all kinds worry about is a huge surplus of demand as and when COVID sweeps through.
Long wait times, growing wait lists, delays in treatment and staffing struggles. He says it won't take many COVID cases to bring hospitals to their knees.
There will be a shutdown of the health system. There will be not just weeks, but months of having crippled hospitals that can't take care of people who are coming in with heart attacks and strokes and broken hips. We have to prepare ourselves. There's no reason to think that we will avoid what lots of other countries, virtually every other country, has faced.
Dr. Payenda knows it's grim to hear, but he says we need to start discussing the harsh realities of COVID, like how many New Zealanders would likely die. It's not just the deaths which will devastate. Auckland University immunologist Anna Brooks is studying the effects of long COVID and says the lasting impacts can't be underestimated.
You know, we don't want to be in a position of scaremongering, but it's all about cold hard facts now. This virus is dangerous. It is not just a mild respiratory infection. This virus can cause absolute havoc in your body, even without you knowing it. And that is what is so frightening about this.
Brooks says it's a nervous time.
What the data is sort of indicating, people who have got long COVID still, you know, 19 months since their infection, they're still very ill, and it could be that, you know, it's 1 in 10 that are in that category, and it might be 1 in 3 that have a shorter duration. We just don't know. We just want everyone to protect themselves against, you know, having to deal with these long-term consequences that we don't know how to treat yet.
The threat is particularly great to Māori communities, with vaccination rates lagging and 560 COVID cases recorded in the Delta outbreak. Today, the Associate Minister of Health, Pieni Henare, said COVID was on the doorstep of many houses.
In the last 2 weeks, Māori have made up 45.7% of total cases versus 28% throughout the entire outbreak. Although sobering, these numbers reinforce why vaccinating our communities is so important.
Pieni Henare today promised further announcements around boosting Māori vaccination rates, but they won't come until later this week.